Sexy.
George Bush?
Sexier is just
go
stupid.
Do some blow!
Sexier stupid!
Have you been asking yourself, where's my official Air America Radio t-shirt, tote bag, travel mug, and baseball cap? Well, they're here. Just go to airamericaradio.com and click on our Get the Gear banner. It's that easy.
You'll need money and a credit card.
Check out our Air America Radio classic thong and dog shirt.
Note, these are two separate items. Do not put an Air America Radio thong on your dog. That would be wrong.
Get all your Air America gear at airamericaradio.com. Wear the air.
Give new meaning to the term weekend get-together. Ask your doctor about prescription Cialis Tadalafil today and find out if a free sample is right for you. Learn more about Cialis at www.cialis.com or by calling 1-877-4-CIALIS. Cialis is here. Are you ready? You're listening to 1190 WLIV New York, the home of Air America Radio.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Intelligence matters. Several lawmakers came back to Congress today, first day back from summer vacation, and started pushing for adoption of the September 11th Commission recommendations for revamping the intelligence community as a means to deter terror attacks. Senator Joseph Lieberman of Connecticut, who introduced the bill, said this bill will enact bold and comprehensive reform that changes the status quo because the status quo in intelligence and diplomacy has failed us. In his new book, Intelligence Matter, Florida Senator Bob Graham, former co-chair of the joint House-Senate panel investigating 9/11, charges the Bush administration was engaged in a cover-up to protect a key ally, Saudi Arabia. Senator Graham claims the president coddled the Saudis and pursued a war against Saddam Hussein that only diverted resources from the more important fight against al-Qaeda. 1,000 have fallen in Iraq. The number of Americans killed in Iraq since the start of the war last year has now passed the 1,000 mark. A new tally shows 999 U.S. troops and three civilian contractors working for the Pentagon have died. The tally includes deaths from hostile and non-hostile causes. Since President Bush launched the Iraq campaign in March of last year, the 1,000 mark reached amid the fighting, which 14 U.S. service members died over the last couple days, two killed in Baghdad today in fighting with militiamen who support a rebel cleric. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld telling reporters at the Pentagon today, in fact, many thousands of Americans have died in the larger war on terror, the Iraq war just part of it. But Defense Secretary Rumsfeld says the U.S. and allies are winning the war in Iraq. In a Pentagon briefing, Rumsfeld said rebels have underestimated the U.S., its allies, and certainly the commander-in-chief. Intelligence indicating Saddam Hussein had stockpiles of chemical and biological weapons was, quote, very thin, according to the author of the critical report on the British government case for war in Iraq. In his first public comment since publishing the results of the inquiry back in July, Lord Butler said the weakness of a government dossier on the threat posed by Iraq had come home to roost as no such weapons have been found. Tens of thousands of flag-waving Russians demonstrated against terrorism outside the Kremlin in Moscow today. The massive gathering protesting a series of attacks by suspected Chechen rebels, including a siege at a school in southern Russia. The crowd today held a moment of silence in memory of the victims. Russian authorities arrested two people today suspected of being involved in the near-simultaneous downing of two passenger jets in Russia August 24th. Interfax news agency says one of those arrested a man accused of making money through the sale of illegal plane tickets at the airport in Moscow. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Hey, did you know you can watch on... That's right, Law & Order, every weeknight at 7. When you feel like a little... Just turn your TV to... Because everybody knows that TNT is the place everybody goes to for great drama.
Cuff him. Can't cuff me. And if he tries to resist, shoot him.
And the only place that can bring you this much... Law & Order on... Weeknights at 7, 6 Central. TNT. We know drama.
Hi, I'm Larry Maestrich. I'm a filmmaker and a citizen, not a politician. I believe passionately in the freedom of expression, an idea that is increasingly threatened by today's administration. Films play an important role in bringing social issues to the public. Yet fewer films receive distribution today, especially those expressing an alternative point of view. Seven conglomerates now control which films you get to see. Film Movement and Air America Radio are trying to change all that. Subscribe to Film Movement at airamericaradio.com and receive a new, first-run film to own on DVD each month. Award-winning films with strong social messages. Important films such as Falling Angels with Miranda Richardson about the American family in the 1960s. And The Party's Over about the state of democracy in America. These films are exclusively available through Film Movement. We thank you for your support in our mission to bring alternative voices in film to America. Please visit airamericaradio.com and help make a difference.
Charles Schwab, founder and chairman of the Charles Schwab Corporation.
One of the key ingredients for our success at Schwab is making sure we always have great service in combination with low prices.
With trades as low as $9.95, Schwab's new Trades for Less has lowered the cost of online equity trades.
That's why you come to a firm like Schwab, to get a better opportunity to diversify, a better opportunity to get the best possible deal when it comes to investing. That's what everyone is looking for, and that's what Schwab provides.
Schwab offers online equity trades as low as $9.95, plus advice, industry-leading equity research, and unparalleled service. Call 1-800-7-SCHWAB or stop by your local branch today.
$9.95 rate requires enrollment in Schwab Trader CT or at least $1 million in household assets. Other trading discounts subject to eligibility requirements. Some benefits, including advice and certain equity research, available for a fee only through one or more Schwab Personal Choice or other fee-based services. New trading commissions effective 6/21/04. Charles Schwab & Co., Inc., member SIPC and NYSE.
Unfiltered.
Coming up on Unfiltered. It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing. And among swing states, Ohio looms as Lord of the Dance. With just 55 days to leave your lover, do you know which way the children of the corn will run? Can Carrie go from two left feet to twinkle toes before the clock strikes midnight? And don't forget the Pep Attack with Mike Pep Antonio.
This Wednesday, Chuck D and Rachel Maddow on Air America Radio.
The best of Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. How you doing? Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. Too Stupid to Be President is still talking. He's near the end of his speech. I was just thrilled to see and watch and listen to a few really ballsy protesters. And my colleague Janine Garofalo suggests it might have been somebody with Code Pink. We have no, or was it Sam that suggested that? We have no idea who those folks were who managed to penetrate this group of zombies gathered together to listen to the lies. They penetrated and they made their presence known and watching Bunny Pants when all of a sudden there was noise, unscripted noise in the hall. Oh, my God, what is that noise? What are those bodies jerking around? What is that? Everyone's supposed to be sitting here quiet with uplifted faces. Ah! I was hoping you would try an off-the-cuff ad-lib remark as the beefy security guards rushed in and hauled the protesters away. And then, by God, 5 minutes later, another one. I don't know how carefully coordinated this protest was, but like I mentioned to Janine and Sam, wouldn't it have been great? And I mean great! Had 20 or 30 people managed to infiltrate this zombie fest and place themselves in different places in the garden and then one at a time erupt Bush, you're a liar. Bush, you're a killer. And then, you know, let the goon squad swoop down, suck them up, and then another one, and another one, and another one, and another one. Wouldn't that have been great? George Bush would have had a meltdown in that little round circle he's standing in tonight with the Christian crosses so subtly inscribed on the podium. Podia is plural, right? Oh, God. This is over tonight, right, Kathy? This is it. This is the last night. It's all over. Oh, speaking of the last night, yeah, I'll be off tomorrow night. Probably very high on Vicodin because I'm having some oral surgery done. Oh, I'm really looking forward to this. Somebody said, well, I mentioned it the other night. Somebody emailed me and said, well, good for you, Mike. Now that you're working back with Air America, you got good insurance. No. This is my union insurance. And it's not covered anyway. what are you kidding me? If you've got dental insurance, you know what you get in dental insurance in Bush's America? You get two cleanings and one filling a year. You know, and forget the filling. No, this is major stuff, man. This is, it was real funny when the prosthodontist who's building me a new mouth said, well, yeah, it's going to cost about as much as a nice automobile. And I thought it was very revealing. He was admitting that I'm about to buy him a new car. And it's going to be a Porsche. Anyway, I will not be here tomorrow night. That's what I'm trying to say. And then Monday is Labor Day, so I'm going to take that day off also to try to recover. And I should be back Tuesday. So if you check in tomorrow night expecting a live program, it's just not going to happen. But I will be back. All right. Wanted to get that said. Because usually in the past, when I'm not there and they're running a best of, it's like, oh, Jesus, another company fired Malloy. Well, it's happened again. You know, he got smart-assy with the people he worked for or with the wrong advertiser or something, and they fired him. Now, I've got job security here. I have pictures of management at Air America, so I'll be working here for a long time. Trust me on that. Oh, you better be careful. As you probably know, John Kerry is holding a rally in Springfield, Ohio tonight when this suckfest is over. It's supposed to go off at about midnight after Bunny Pants makes a speech. Hopefully, Kerry will say, Frank in Mitchell, South Dakota sent this in. Hopefully, Kerry will say, the vice president even called me unfit for office last night. I guess I'll leave it up to the voters if 5 deferments make someone more qualified to defend this nation than 2 tours of duty in a combat zone. Yeah. The nerve of these people. Oh, this, you know, thank God this is over. A couple of times Kathy has said, we're home during the day and we've got it on the little kitchen television, got it in the study and got it upstairs in the bedroom. And Kathy has said, you know, why are you watching this crap? Come on, help me change the baby. You know, do a feeding for me. Here's some breast milk I pumped. Why are you watching this? And it's like, Kathy, you know, we don't have any choice. We got to watch this. So because of that, I am so glad this is about over, or it's over after tonight. And when I've been watching this, I have to watch it on C-SPAN. If I see Wolf Blitzer or Jeff Greenfield or I don't know, who's over on MSNBC? Chris Matthews or Scarborough Country. Even Ron Jr., I can't stand it. You know, I cannot handle it. So I've been watching it on C-SPAN where there's no commercials, no breaks, but it's unfiltered. And it just goes on and on and on and on. You know, the networks only carry a couple, the over-the-air networks only carry an hour of this a day. The cable networks carry a couple. Oh, look, there go the balloons and the fireworks. Holy jumping Jesus, watch the place go up in flames. Are those real fireworks or are they movies of fireworks? What is that? Look at that. Ooh! All right. Yes, indeed. We love you, George. I love you so much. Here, let me give you my baby. Anything. I love you, George. I want 4 more years of death and destruction and war and no work and no health care and lies and deception. I want more. Oh, and there's Cheney on the stage, and the balloons are coming down. Release those effing balloons. No, wait. That was a Democratic convention, right? Hey, pull the chain on those Cheney balloons. Oh, God. Can we get the Horst Wessel song or something going here? Have you got some music? Come on, you got play some Nazi music for me real quick. Just something, honey. I've got to hear some Nazi music here. This is just, I've got the... That's good enough.
We're gonna find out where you fans